Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go now. Stretch run now. We can do this. We can finish strong. Grant and Danny on the Fan with you until 6:30. Do a couple stretches, Danny. You got this. I know you've been out for a week, but I think you got something going here.
Tired. I'm on fumes, man. I need some adrenaline. I could use a little baseball chatter from the producer's room at some point just to finish out the inning. There are no mound visits left. I'm glancing at the dugout. I got 100 pitches in me. Nothing feels like it's breaking. My fastball is flat. Somebody help me out.
Is there a bigger waste of time or space, I guess is the better word choice, than them posting mound visits remaining on the scoreboard in MLB ballparks now? If you look up at the scoreboard at Nats Park, you see runs, hits, errors, and it used to be lob, left on base right there on the end. And now it's MVR, mound visits remaining. I don't know why that always annoys me, but there's got to be a better, even if you just go back to left on base or something. But no team runs out of mound visits, and if they do, nobody really cares that much. So
I know.
Just the keeping track of them as the game goes on feels like a waste of time, but I've seen that now in multiple ballparks.
It's now standard, but I suppose that, you know, we do have to track it like everything else. I mean, I just feel like there's something else that could go there, but I can't tell you what's definitively better. Because, I mean, they put a limit on it, so the number's the number. If somebody uses one of the first, to me, there's never been a moment going to a game or watching a game on TV where it's like, it's the sixth, you know, and it's like, ooh, if they use a mound visit here, what's going to happen later? Like, it's going to be fine. Like, everybody's going to be just fine. There's never been a time where it's like, well, they could use a mound visit here, Dave, but they're sure out of them. What a botch by the manager. It just hasn't happened yet.
So I understand that this is my thing that I probably care about more than anybody cares about this. Everyone has that thing. I don't know what yours is. You care more about it than anyone else. For me, it is like what baseball teams put on their scoreboards visually and what kind of stats and graphics they provide for you. Like, when you have a limited amount of real estate, don't give me a pitcher's win-loss record. I don't care. Let's get, you know, if you really want to get cute, you could put FIP, you could put K rate, you know, strikeout percentage, walk percentage, things like that. But the stats that you choose and what you're putting on the board, I care so much about. And I nerd out with, like, certain ballparks, if they're putting OPS instead of batting average, or, you know, if they're giving me on base percentage instead of batting average, things like that. But I know most people do not care about that at all. Do you have anything like that that you know no one else cares about but you do?
Great question. Not necessarily in that specific space. I don't know if this qualifies. You could shoot it right down and say you missed the spirit of the question, Danny, and I hate you for ruining the segment. Or we could have a convo. This is going to be totally up to you. I'm obsessed with how umpires make their calls, and no one else cares. You know what I mean?
Like,
the mechanics. The mechanics of an umpire, like some guys, for example, like a regular strike call, they'll do a step back and that's the guy. Sometimes on a strike, like there's no universal, right? In the NFL, it passes incomplete. You know exactly what it looks like. You know what a holding call looks like, right? But for out calls in Major League Baseball, nothing's universal. Some guys just grab the firefly. Some guys punch an invisible stranger. Some guys like assault the scarecrow. Other guys like, you know, use like a stabbing motion for a strike three. There's nothing universal about it. I think that's fascinating, and I'm so intrigued by those sorts of things. But most people are more concerned about, like, whether it was a ball or strike. And I recognize that I'm alone.
Yeah, that works. I think that could be your baby to raise, for sure. There is cologne in this studio that was just left in here. I don't know if the junkies were doing a bit, but it's like Tommy Bahama's cologne. I might have to spray a little on myself. What do you think is the rule on that? Can I put a little cologne on my wrist if it's someone's cologne left in the studio?
Yeah, I think 100%. If it's in the studio, I feel like it's fair game, unless it like specifically says a name on it or something like that. But it's not been left behind.
It's just good smelling Tommy Bahama's cologne.
Go for it.
It's between Cakes and Bish Bucks' seats. So I'm going to say one of those two was the culprit. All right, real quick before we get back to the calls from people who want to talk Commanders. I was at the game on Saturday. Preseason game number one, and they did some, listen to this term, activations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so many activations.
With the fans at the stadium. And one of the things that they did was that the folks that were at the game got the first crack at seeing what the mascot options were that you can now vote on. Because remember, in the 2 years leading up to choosing the name Commanders and planning their rollout with Craig Melvin and all the things that they did not pick a mascot, and they don't currently have a mascot. Now, they also have never had a mascot, and you could just make the case they don't need a mascot. But as the father of a three-year-old daughter who loves mascots and is addicted to meeting them and taking pictures with them, I'm now team mascot. This is one of the ways in my life that I've changed. 5 years ago, I wouldn't have cared. Now it's very important to me that they have a cool mascot. So what they did was they came out with four options, and this is the first of a few votes along the way, Danny, where fans are going to first pick a theme. Then you pick a theme. They're going to whittle that down to like three or four more options within that theme. So it's called Command the Mascot, right? Everything's got to be called Command something. So this is Command the Mascot. We are picking a theme as a fan base here in Media Market. Vote at commanders.com/HTTC. So the voting is ongoing right now. The four options are a hog, a historical figure, a superhero, and a dog. So going through those really quickly, hog is what it should be, obviously, because the hogs were the great offensive line in team history. By the way, the winner is going to be announced on Hog Appreciation Day when they have all the hogs out to honor them.
So make it a dog, yeah, I guess.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if it's a historical figure and they announce that on Hog Day? I'm going to just imagine that this is kind of already determined and it's a hog, because I really would love, like, they've got Russ Grimm and all these guys out there on Hog Appreciation Day, and they go, and now for our new mascot, and they unveil it, and they go, it's a superhero.
Right.
And all the hogs are just chilling there, and Craig Melvin, they just start playing his laugh all over the stadium loudly. But so hog, dog, historical figure, and superhero. So it should be hog. I think that makes sense. What do you think of the idea of a dog? Commander and dog. What am I missing here? I mean, I know you're not a dog guy at all. But what am I forgetting? Is there something in this team's past or something about commanders and dogs that I'm missing? Or
I mean, I'm sure some
just
historian.
Man's best friend and kids love them. What am I not thinking about?
Yeah. I mean, we can ask Rick Snyder this because he was there when the team was founded. But like maybe like one of the coaches had a dog at some point. Like I'm forgetting the legend. Like he brought his dog to practice that time in the 30s when there was no forward passing. I don't know.
Why did Rick Snyder catch so much shrapnel there? You're just back to like 1912 with Rick Snyder. What did he do to you today?
Nothing. I'm just throwing the occasional Joan out there to make sure people are still paying attention. But yeah, you know, it should be four different types of hogs, and that's what we should be voting on. Like here's four different artists rendering of a hog. No superhero. Like, can you imagine? It's like, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton, also the Commanders. None of what they're doing makes sense. It's a hog. Please and thank you.
Right, and that's the hope. I mean, it's, again, Hog Appreciation Day. They're unveiling the mascot. Maybe it should just be a hog. But, all right, so we got dog out of the way. Historical figure. So I'm guessing that's going to be some, like, George Washington type guy, some colonial-ish figure. I don't know how you theme that with Commander, but maybe it's some kind of a general from back in the day.
Sure.
Obviously, we have the racing presidents over at Nationals Park, so I guess it could just be, like, a racing president type guy, someone that looks like George Washington that just roams around as a mask guy. You could do that. To me, that's my least favorite of the four. I think the Nats kind of have that covered, and they do the presidential theme and all that. So just let that be. It's not necessary. Also, it's football, so we're kind of looking for something that maybe is like part cute and fun, but also somewhat intimidating and makes you think that you don't want to mess with that guy. A superhero? What about a cape and like something fun with a superhero? Any interest there?
Yeah, Well, you can't use any of the intellectual property of like actual superheroes.
It's not going to be Iron Man, obviously.
Right. So
it's
you have to make
generic,
up your own.
Like the like Captain Commander could be like in burgundy and gold or red that they say is burgundy and
like
gold.
Like just a one bar face mask, you know, like a guy that wants to kick straight on. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, an amalgam of various former players, legends from franchise past, maybe. Like he could be a different dude every week. Like this is like Super Theismann, and it you know it's a guy like dropping back to pass. The next week it's you know I don't know a guy dressed like Chris Hamburger with a cape. I don't know, man. Again, none of those things make any sense to me. But again, this is what we've learned throughout. Every time they have a new activation, I realize that I don't understand. So I've shown my ignorance here. I don't get any of the three that are either dog, historical figure, or superhero. The only thing I get. The association I have is what I grew up with, and that is the Hogs. And that's, by the way, what the team nickname should be. But that's just me digressing.
But you get it. I mean, in other words, a dog is just a animal that kids will find cute that they're taking pictures with when they don't have an animal that they're named after. A historical figure, you're in Washington, D.C. with all the monuments and the White House. I mean, that's as D.C. as it gets. You know, superhero, what's more popular right now? The biggest movies every year are Marvel. Maybe occasionally a DC flick. So I understand how we got to those four. I just think this is a runaway landslide. And the fact that they're announcing it on a Hog Appreciation Day, either it's somewhat predetermined or this could be very, very comically bad if this vote goes to the way of the dog when you're honoring your greatest line ever. But I just have to imagine that fans will do the right thing and that we'll figure out a way to make it. A Hog. Commanders.com/HTTC is where you can vote. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. What's up, Dre? How are you?
Hey, Dre.
I'm doing well, gentlemen. So first things first, the game, you know, I know some people don't like it, but the game was entertaining. You know, I having Doc call the game and I got my manhood issue, you know, was very exciting for me. I enjoyed it. You know, the first thing I thought about when I saw Gibson, I felt bad for the dude. I also thought about coaching, and I remember when one of Tiki Barber, he was having his fumbling issues, and you know Coughlin coached him up, and that dude never fumbled again. I was curious as to, I guess, my question to you guys: you know, how much actual coaching goes on in the pros from an NFL standpoint, or you know, are guys just expected to come in here and just show up, know this stuff, and you know, the coaches is more of the X's and O's, and like you guys, Danny. What was like the warthog looking thing in Star Wars? As long as the hog doesn't look like that, then I'm good to go.
You mean a Gamorrean guard? Is that what you're referencing, sir? At Jabba's palace?
Yeah, because that's what I'm fearing. I fear that's what I'm going to see if it is a hog.
Yeah, nobody's asking for that specifically. I appreciate the call as always.
I'd love it to look like a Gamorrean guard.
They're pretty fearsome. They're inept, though. I will say.
Oh wow, I'm looking at him now. This green guy with like the overbite and this guy's really. He could be a mask guy.
They're very fearsome. They're very savage. They're very warlike. But again, they're pretty incompetent. They're easy to overwhelm. But yeah, they look good with the practical effects.
I will tell you, this would be way too frightening for a child. See, this is what you got to think about too. It needs to be 49% cute, 51%. Oh, I want to play on the same football team as that creature. Or maybe it's 51% cute, 49%. Oh, I want to play on the football team. With that creature. You see what I'm saying? Like, you need the kids to want to go take the picture with them and not be scared of them. But it's going to be Boss Hog, man. It's a commander. It's the guy that runs the whole stadium. He's the hog, and he's going to run the show, and he's going to come out in a little golf cart that's actually painted like a tank. And if they don't do that, then they botch this all over again.
Yeah, this is standing next to a barrel. That's how easy it is. Not even fishing a barrel. This is just standing near a barrel.
But this is also an area... And it always sounds like we beat up on them, and that's not my intention. I love taking my hat off and saying good job when they do it, like when they had all the kids on the field who wanted to go down after the game and do some punting, passing, kicking, all that stuff. I thought that was well done. This doesn't need to be a several-month endeavor with a bunch of voting. It just doesn't, honestly. No. We don't need four categories where one of them is a superhero. We don't need a second vote then where we're debating between the six hogs. And we don't need to do this.
Well, you know, here's what I think, and I mean this. I think they wanted to do one where it was easy, The fans voted something, they just went with it. Instead of a, we did this on our own, then 2 days later, fans, we heard you. We're going to fix it. You know what I mean? Like, instead of having the Jason Wright apology letter, just do one where the fans picked it and you go with that.
Okay, well, you know what you should have done then is just have your own mascot that was debuted when they debuted the team name and everything else. Boss Hogg, the lieutenant commander who comes out in his tank from a smoke machine onto the stage. And if you wanted to do a secondary mascot that the fans have a say in, you know, Boss Hogg's friend or Boss Hogg's girlfriend or whatever it's going to be, then have another one that they've... I mean, if you really want this idea of fan involvement in voting, which I think is respectable and listening to fans is good, I'm not really of the belief that just listening to everyone all the time is the best way to do it. Like, no one agrees on anything. People have a lot of bad ideas. You're paying a lot of professionals hundreds of thousands of dollars that are really, really smart. Like,
yes,
just being able
to
hide behind fan involvement... Oh, well, you know, that's what the fans wanted. No. You had 2 years. Give me a mascot. Like, why are we going to have a mascot for the first time in week 14 or whatever it is?
Because, again, when left to their own devices, they put the wrong years on the crest. You know what I mean? Like, and Jason Wright has to come out with a letter that says, fans, we heard you. We made the change. And, like, and then his slick language of consultant speak after the fact. They wanted one where they go, fine, we're going to listen directly to the fans and just do what they want. Because they kept telling us, we hear you, fans. We're going to do what you want. And then you hear the number of complaints. Actually, they didn't listen to me. They didn't do the thing that they said they were going to do. Or I was in one of these focus groups and my none of my ideas got done. And it's all kind of different. I think they wanted one where they presented three bogus, nonsensical, non-starter options. One obvious one would be like, we listened to the fans on the mascot. We're listening to fans just to show that they did it, even if generally they're going with the approach that you say.
So you don't think the mascot costume is already in a closet at FedEx right now, just waiting to be unveiled? Like they've already ordered that? You do?
Yes, I think they know it's a hog.
So you're saying that they kind of rigged the game where it's the,
yes.
The professor, like my favorite professor when we took these tests was Mr. Moyer in Earth Science. Because
Jamie.
we would take these tests and he would have like, what am I looking at here? And it would be like a fault line or it would be like a rainbow, a pot of gold, or a cowboy hat, you know? And it's like, oh, that's clearly got to be a fault line. You're saying that they came up with these options and they gave you all these other things so that it's obviously a hog.
I think they wanted to show one time, because one of the complaints that they're getting a lot, and it's justified, by the way, is that they didn't listen to fans. They didn't listen to any of the people that still give a damn about the team, right? That's the complaint. So what would happen is they come up with a decision with all their slick consultants and really nice suit jackets, and they come up with something, and they trot it out, and they go, ta-da, this is what we made. And every fan goes, no! And then they go, we heard you, fans. We changed it. They didn't want that process. They want just a regular thing where we go, we listen directly to the fans, and we did exactly what you guys said. So they picked three dumb options to go with the one that they're going to do, just to pretend that they're listening to the fans.
I don't think it was anything nefarious. I just think that they decided, we'll give them this. And I think that they haven't gone forward. They don't know it's going to be hog or anything like that. I think this is the thing they've decided. It's small enough. It's not a big deal. The fans will 100% run this. This will be their little part of all this. And to that I say, I guess, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Here's your little fiefdom. Here's your little slice.
I would have just preferred that Boss Hogg, I'm calling him, he just comes out for the press conference with when Dan was wearing his Letterman jacket. You remember that day?
Of course.
I think it was 2-2-22, if memory serves.
That's
when
right,
I should have seen Boss Hogg. I don't even know what the helmets are called in like the old World War-type movies. But those like round helmets that don't have any kind of a visor or anything. You know what I'm talking about?
And they don't really stop anything either. I feel like they were just provided no protection. They were very,
very little. But I want Boss Hogg to wear that. I wanted to.
Yep.
I just want him to be this cool looking. Like they had so many awesome hog things that I would get for Christmas every single year with these guys with these like mouths that looked angry and these teeth coming out. They would always, every year I'd run down and Santa would have left one coming right out of my stocking. And that's how I knew the big fella showed up, ate my cookies, and I had my new apparel, my merch was all wrapped. Yeah. I was getting jerseys. Everything was going to be burgundy and gold. Give me that guy.
Super easy to do.
In a tank. It's not
Stogie coming out of his mouth, those green pants, but they're tucked into high boots. He's got one of those things that General Patton used to roll around in, like a stick with a little like bit of leather at the top of it to like smack something or somebody if you felt like it. Just make him look cool. Do something that makes him look cool. No dogs, no historical figures, no superheroes.
So we started the show today talking way earlier about the new fight song and how it's a little bit different. You know how everything they've done is kind of along the lines of what we wanted them to do, but then they just tweaked it a little bit. They just turned the knob enough that it was annoying. What if instead of hogs, they do like hawks, and they change the word so it's just a hawk?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like a hog, but it's a hawk.
It's and similar, guys.
Right. Or like
Jason's like, it's proud, and it's like, but it's predatory. You know what I mean? Like it resembles like the four districts coming together, or it's like some kind of weird made up thing.
The four districts coming together is a good bit.
Yeah.
Or you know? Maybe that's the dogs thing. They're like, yeah, so it's kind of like hogs, but it's also dogs. It's like we took out the H and we just made it a D. So it's three of the letters are still the exact same. And all the old fans, I think they might like this because it's like a hog, but the new fans could like it too because it's actually a dog.
So it's hog and dogs ice cream. What it is, it's a type of ice cream.
We all eat chocolate.
It's frozen together in the sense that it's multiple ingredients frozen inside of a single package. And that's really what we're trying to do is freeze the joy inside of a single package and present it to you, the public, to consume. Activation.
C.J. Abrams night at Nats Park. 7:05 first pitch. We're actually going to need a weather report. We'll need an authentic one from Ryan, and then we'll get what he actually thinks is going to happen as his own Doug Cameron, meteorologist self, with his 147 batting average on the season. That's going to have him sent to Rochester any moment. So we will get those updates from him. Josiah Gray is on the hill. Every time they rain out or there's rain, Josiah Gray pitches. So hopefully that's not a bad omen. 4.8 ERA after his last start, which was really good. He needed it. 6 1/3, 2-run innings against the Cubs. This is his second start against them in a calendar week, which is never easy for a pitcher because they just saw you and what you like to throw in certain spots. But we will see if he can make it 2 in a row against Chicago. But the story is C.J. Abrams night. I don't like that he's batting seventh. I think when you call a guy up, if you put him in the top of the order with some support around him, it can help him get comfortable and see better pitches and really help him to thrive, which should be the priority more so than anything else tonight. But they're putting him toward the bottom of the order, so I'm never a big fan of that, but beggars can't be choosers. At least you called him up. He's in the big leagues. He'll be in the lineup playing shortstop tonight. But I'm excited to see the speed, Danny. I want to see him get on base, have some good at-bats, and just look like he belongs.
Jeeps, I think Davey Martinez actually mentioned this. Eventually, they're going to move him up to the top of the order. But again, this is just something the Nats do that I don't always quite understand when it comes to player development. But this was one of those, Davey Martinez, I think, said, I want to take the pressure off the guy. I'll put him at the back of the order, bottom of the order here for a game or two before eventually moving him up. And I'm kind of like, you know, I understand there's some pressure, but A, he was in the big leagues for a first division club trying to win every day. And B, there's no pressure for the only team in the bigs that hasn't won 40 games yet. You know, put him at the top of the order. But that's just kind of me, and they want to spoon feed him a little bit. But I'm with you. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm just excited that one of their prospects is up for a team that's got the worst record in baseball.
All right, so let's look at the weather for tonight then. The Nats game day weather is brought to you by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. Without further ado, bring Ryan Clary onto the program for some meteorology. What's up, buddy?
All right. So tonight's going to be a beautiful night. It's going to be in the high is in the low 70s. So it's going to be a high of 72, getting to 69 degrees by 10 p.m. That is a beautiful, beautiful night. There won't be a ray of sunshine either. It'll be nice and cloudy. So you have that umbrella. I think it'll be good. No rainfall on my radar. So I think it's going to be a beautiful night at the park. What? What?
I'm a little bit confused. Where is the umbrella of clouds or the umbrella?
It's an umbrella of clouds. Like, there's literally, like, you know, it's like an analogy. It's going to be covered with clouds, so it's an umbrella of clouds. So now don't bring your umbrella. Just know that there's an umbrella of clouds already over you.
So wait,
up in the atmosphere.
So clouds are beautiful?
Yeah.
Because you described the night as beautiful.
Yeah, he said
lot.
It was beautiful without a ray of sunshine. It's overcast with clouds.
So
and
bring
then he
your
said,
umbrella.
He said, so bring your umbrella and there won't be rain.
I got the yips. I have the weather yips
what
now.
What happened?
I don't know. I have the other.
You
weather
were killing
yips.
It, guy.
I don't know. I was killing it, too. I thought I was killing
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
So no rain tonight.
Yeah.
But bring your umbrella.
Even though right now it is drizzling outside.
Yes.
Right at the ballpark.
Yes. Unlike Friday, there won't be a cloudy with a chance of a puppy.
You missed that
Danny
one.
Danny didn't know. Yeah. He just doesn't know.
I certainly did.
Danny wishes he still didn't know. Danny doesn't know.
Danny doesn't know.
Danny's going to continue being at the beach, having all kinds of fun, but he'll be joining us each day. We'll get you a brand new Bust and Lose baseball tomorrow as well after the Abrams debut. You wanted to wait until we saw him for the first time. For Darris and Ryan, Grant and Danny saying so long. Thanks for listening. We're back at it at 2 o'clock on The Fan tomorrow. Charlie and Dave, pregame show, coming your way next.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.